something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the rebroadcast of the July edition of the Healing Streams Life Healing Services with Pastor Chris.
On the day I will see you face to face, I will look into the eyes that loved me so. I will feel
Sobra katora mandagila graste ko shalamante kila graset. Toba hasa tako mangresila ghosta shot. Open your mouth and worship him and thank him. Look at Acts chapter 7, verse 48. Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands. See that? He doesn't live in temples made with hands. That's not where he lives. Go to chapter 17. Same book of Acts. Chapter 17, verse 24. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. So what's his plan then? Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's read from verse 16.
And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. Ye. What is ye? Ye is plural of you. So look at it. He's writing to this church in Corinth. And he says, all of you, every one of you, you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. That is wonderful. Says that's what God said. I will dwell in them and walk in them. That means I'll live my life through them. That's amazing. Let it happen with you. Let God make his home in your body. Let it happen with you. Let it happen now. Let it happen now. You know, there are many, even Christians around the world, who don't really know that Christ is in them. They don't think so. Because if they thought so, a whole lot of things they say, they will never say. And their response to the things that happen to them or happen with them will be very different. I've asked several Christians on different occasions, and I would say, when the Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory, what does that mean to you? They've never thought about it. It's not in their consciousness. I know that if you give it a meditation, you give that word an opportunity to produce results in you, your life will be definitely very different. That was one of my major meditations many years ago. And once I started meditating on it, I couldn't stop. All I could think was Christ in me. Christ in me. Every fiber of my being, every bone of my body, every cell of my blood. Christ is in me. 24 hours a day. First time I gave myself to meditating on it, I would deliberately give attention to it. You see, it's meditation is something you got to give attention to. It doesn't just happen whenever, you know, it comes. It's not about it comes. You have to plan it. You have to plan your meditation. And I'll set aside a certain portion of the day, every day, and just stay in that position, meditating on Christ in me, the hope of glory. Every day. Every day. And the first thing that happened, after doing this for several weeks, I was in prayer with some others, and all I could think and say was, Christ is in me. When I said it, I was lifted in the air, about a foot in the air. And then lowered down slowly. Slowly, slowly, until I was back on the ground. I thought, dear God, I almost got raptured. What in the world was that? I didn't know it was so powerful. But that was just the beginning of my discovery of a power. The power of meditation on his word. But before long, I began to experience more of it, more of it. And guess what? I was always excited to meditate, because I saw the result. Why wouldn't I do it? So it didn't matter where I was. I could be with a number of people or anything. I could be just anything. But the moment that hour came, I have to go for my meditation. I had to leave and go and meditate. One day I said to the Lord, think, I was just 16 years old. That's a long time ago. I said, Lord, I'm just 16. What can you do with my life? What can you do with me? Please do with me what you choose. Just 16. But I'm ready to be whatever you want me to be. I made up my mind. I was ready. Everyone that's born again, when you were born again, what the Holy Spirit did was to make your body his living tabernacle. Then he asked you to receive his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit came to live inside you. If you haven't received the Holy Spirit, you need to. The Christian life is not possible without the Holy Spirit. You hear what I'm telling you? Nobody can live the Christian life without the Holy Spirit. Because the Christian life is a supernatural life. You can't live that life without the Holy Spirit. It's impossible. You must have the Holy Spirit in you. So tomorrow, I'm going to be praying for you to receive the Holy Spirit. Everyone who has not yet received the Holy Spirit, I'm going to be praying. And when I pray, that'll happen for you. The Holy Spirit will enter into you. You will receive this precious and glorious Holy Spirit, and you will never be the same. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, you will live the supernatural life of the Christian. You know, the Bible says we're saints of God. We're called saints. That's what he calls us. When you're born again, you become a saint.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.